It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend edition of the podcast. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 49, which means there's 48 other ones. But this episode is our weekend edition, and it's very, very, very different to everything else that we release during the week on Opinions Matter. This episode of the podcast is, how do I explain it? It's random, it's unedited, it's sometimes a load of shite, it's sometimes a little bit funny, but this episode today is particularly funny in places. So, when we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page during the week, before we get to our main topic of conversation, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie are here in studio just rabbiting away about the most random bullshit until the audience builds on Facebook, and then we start our main podcast episode. Now, while we are doing that, while that audience is building, we sit here talking the most random rubbish. So on this episode, you will hear the inappropriate time and place that Jeremy whistles, Lidl or Aldi, which is best, and Jeremy and I actually disagree on this, and if your nickname is Mincers, what does that actually mean? What is that saying about you? Yeah, that's it. And lots more besides. Oh, and by the way, just before we get into this episode, if you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, these are our exclusive new merchandise travel mugs. They're brilliant. They're orange in colour. They have the Opinions Matter logo on the front, and they're really good coffee mugs. I have to tell you, I'm using mine every day on my way to work, and they're brilliant. They're top notch. If you would like to win an exclusive Opinions Matter travel mug, just send us a WhatsApp right now to 085 825 2626. And I want you to just do this for me. I love the weekend edition of Opinions Matter because. And I just want you to finish that sentence. I really want to just get your opinion of our weekend episode of Opinions Matter, the one you're about to listen to. Okay, we do it every Saturday at about lunchtime. We release it. So let me know what you think of the podcast at the weekend, the Saturday edition, and send it to 085 825 2626. So just finish this sentence. I love the Opinions Matter podcast because. That's it. Now, if you absolutely hate it, say, I hate the Opinions Matter weekend episode because. Send it to us right now to 085 825 2626. Get your entry in before lunchtime on Monday the 19th, and we'll put you in the draw for an Opinions Matter travel mug. Once again, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. I love the weekend edition of Opinions Matter because. Send that away and you can win yourself a travel mug. Now, here we go with this episode of Opinions Matter. We start last Monday.
Guys,
Guys,
yes.
The first word out of your gob is one word I despise.
Oh,
it's
okay.
So lazy. Guys, who says that?
I say guys, yeah.
It's a horrible word. It's really? So impersonal. Does anyone else agree with me on that? The word guys.
Again, the reason I'm saying that, have you been talking to my wife?
Not lately, no. Oh, no.
When was the last time you had a conversation with her?
Guys.
Did you discuss my financial affairs?
No, I did not. Why should I have?
No, thank you very much.
Because to tell her how much money you're creaming out of this podcast?
No, those financial affairs would be of, it's an ecumenical matter.
Oh, so in other words, your wife hasn't a clue how much money you make out of Opinions Matter?
Who does, Aiden?
Well, no, I do. I know exactly how much you make out of it.
The reason I'm saying about...
that's very interesting.
Oh, there's lots of interesting stuff. Does your wife know that you don't clean your penis from one end of the week to the next?
She does, because she smells it and she tells me clean that penis from one week to the next.
That's the way she says it, though.
That's how she says it.
Clean that bloody penis! No, the reason I'm saying that is because that's the one thing, one of the things I do that annoys my wife is I use guys, and she hates that as well.
She's dead right.
That's why I'm asking, did you
to speak to her about it.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what I hate about it.
Did you show her my invoices?
I did. She was very, very, very unimpressed.
Shocked.
She was shocked, yeah. And then she said, guys, we'll have to do something about this.
No, she wouldn't use the word guys. No. I use the word guys.
It's just a word I despise. Okay. Does anybody else agree with me on this? It's just so lazy. It's so impersonal.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Actually, the more... I have another friend that I work with frequently, and he says it all the time, and it fucking wrecks me head.
What's his name?
Hi, guys. You listen, Kevin. Hi, guys.
Oh, him?
Yeah. Guys, can we do this? Guys, can we do that? Fuck off.
Now, actually, a better conversation that's just come up out of this little conversation is, what's the one thing your partner does that annoys you?
Says the word guys. No, my wife doesn't know.
So
thank God.
I have two things that... but Jesus, I'd be asking questions.
About what?
If when you're not around, your wife is saying guys. Who are these men? Who are these men she's talking to?
No, but you know,
plural.
But guys doesn't just apply to men. It applies to everybody. It's so lazy. Hi, guys.
So what are the guys? Oh God, I've done it again. Because guys is unisexual.
It's pathetic.
You can use it for women and men. So I'm not going to say ladies and gentlemen, yeah?
Sorry, hello to Phil Davis, who's listening to us in Australia. Good afternoon. Yeah, good day, mate. Good day.
Sorry, you've been listening to us for ages. You've been on the show before.
I know, it's great
literally,
to hear.
This is no news.
Send us an all-staff email. We have a listener in Australia, if you wouldn't mind.
No point, all the staff are here. Amanda, we have a listener in Australia.
Okay, yeah, send an email to somebody else.
What can any of you think? What is the one thing that you do that annoys your partner? I have two things.
Yeah, go on.
I can't talk about...
Breathe, I'd say, is one.
No, the first one is guys. She hates when I say that.
She's right to say that.
There's another thing I do that really, really annoys her, and I probably have to think about, should I say it or not?
Okay, guys, are you listening? Guys? So do you know why I hate the word guys? Oh, actually, I've just thought of it. Louis fucking Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
Louis Walsh. Guys. Oh, guys. Actually, it was him that turned me off that word.
Louis is fucking Walsh. Who's Walsh?
It's just... guys, can you hear Louis saying it? Hi, guys.
I was only with Louis a couple of weeks ago.
This is your own problem.
No, not religiously with him, or what's the word? I was in company with Louis Walsh a couple of weeks ago.
That's your issue.
And he was saying that. He was, guys.
Yeah, it's beautiful, guys. Fuck off, Louis.
Over to you, guys.
You're doing it again.
Sorry, I know. It doesn't matter. What is the one thing that you do that annoys your partner? Adrian, what's the one thing? I'm not saying breathes. That's ridiculous, pathetic. So what is the one thing that you do above anything else? I know what it is, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a clue. The first part of the word is every. And the second part of the word is thing.
No,
everything
no.
I do.
I'd say your jangling annoys your wife.
My jangling?
You do a lot of jangling.
No, the jangling is a thing of the past.
Oh, no.
My jingle jangle days are over.
So people used to come up to me all the time. Everybody's saying it.
No, that
Adrian, one of Adrian's annoying traits is that he jangles his pockets when he's
talking. So look, I'm going to enter you one pocket. Look. No jangling there.
Oh, Opinions Matter has been good to you.
Yeah. No jangling
here
there.
Here in Opinions Matter, we only pay by cash.
We do.
That's all.
And then in my other pocket here is... There's no jangling going on.
Okay, so that doesn't...
The jingle jangle days are gone. So I used to jangle. There used to be lots of coins and stuff in my pockets, yeah?
Yeah. I used to hate it.
So it's not that. No, it's not that.
So what do you do? I'll give you mine first.
Yeah, go on. Try me, yeah.
The one thing I do, and I don't know if anybody else does this, and it's quite personal, and are we allowed to talk about sex?
You do all the time, like a dirty pervert. You do.
A dirty pervert?
You do.
As opposed to a clean pervert.
No, you know those guys. I love talking about sex. I don't get it anywhere, so I talk about it a lot.
Sex is the reason you're here.
I don't discuss that.
No, but it is.
I don't want to know.
Betty got up on Tony.
Stop it. No, nobody needs to know any of that.
Little Adrian. So one of the things that I do, and I don't know if anybody else does this during sex, is I tend to whistle when I'm making love.
What?
I tend to whistle. No, I never realised...
okay, go on, keep going.
I should have thought about this before. So, when you are... I never realised...
Sorry, that's an image I'm not going to get out of my head anytime soon.
It's not an image, it's a sound. Well, you picture me naked now.
No, it's just a...
So, let me continue. The problem with most bad habits, boys and girls, is that you don't realise you have a bad habit until someone points it out to you. And I've been making love... Last whistle while you were. Well, it's not what I wouldn't call it work. And cheerfully do, do, do. Yeah, I wouldn't call it work.
So give me an idea of
well, I'll
set the scene. Yeah?
No, please don't. So like most habits...
What?
Guys, like most habits that people have, you don't realise you have that habit until it's pointed out to you. So Adrian didn't realise he was a jangler until one day I was in a meeting with him and all you could hear in the background was...
Yeah,
get your fucking hands out of your pocket.
I've dealt with that. Okay, I want to set the scene. Okay, so here's our porn music. Are you ready? Oh, sorry. Baby. Oh, baby.
Sorry, I don't.
Oh, baby.
Sorry, I don't.
What?
No, sorry, I don't put music on in the bedroom when we're making
love.
Well,
you probably should have to drown out the whistling.
So it was pointed
out. Hey, baby.
And I don't call her hey, baby. Jesus.
You probably do.
Hey, baby. Ooh. Ah. The song.
And she's saying, come on, Jeremy, come on, take me, Jeremy.
A few years, she's never said take me.
Get away from me.
Leave me. So a couple of years into our relationship when we decided that we were going to start making a physical relationship, because for the first 2 years it was hold hands and a bit of necking.
So who decides, oh, today we shall have a physical relationship?
Oh, we eased our way into it, I'm not like you, I'm not an animal like you.
What?
I don't just get up on a cracked plate like, oh, I take my time.
Well, it was like first base and then second base and all that.
Yeah. So, for the first 2 years, we had a non-physical relationship, and then when and then when we decided to make it physical,
I'd say for her it did take a lot of working up.
Oh no, you're wrong. A lot of alcohol.
Yeah,
that's what you meant to say.
Yeah.
A lot of alcohol. By the way, her alcohol of choice is an absolute vanilla vodka. So, just if you're ever buying us a present,
I'm not going to be.
Okay, but it's absolute vanilla vodka.
I couldn't care less.
Anyway, when we started having a physical relationship, it was all going well.
Swimmingly.
Come on, making love to me. Oh, every woman's dream.
Whistle while you work.
And about 6 months into, Ailish says, I'm weak, laughing. I'm trying to tell...
Here, Ailish, we haven't got to the punchline yet.
I'm trying to tell a serious story here. And a couple of months into the relationship... the physical relationship, she turned around to me one day. She had a few drinks on her. My wife, like you, mouthy with drink. Oh, yeah, but no drink, won't say a thing, but in a bit of drink, mouthy. Anyway, we were away at a weekend in a lovely hotel called White's in Wexford.
That's a grand
it's probably
hotel.
Irrelevant to the conversation.
It's completely irrelevant.
Yeah, but it's
what room were you in, and I can avoid it the next time I'm in White's?
Get a freebie out of a very expensive hotel. We were away in White's and we had a night of and day and afternoon as well. In fact, the only time we left the room was to go down for a scone for afternoon tea. So we had a 24-hour passion session.
No, you didn't.
And when we were leaving the hotel to check out, we were in the car going back to Dublin, and my wife-to-be at the time was very quiet in the car. And I said, is everything okay? And she says, I need to be frank with you.
Okay, so she said, hurry, I'm frank,
yeah. I did it my way.
Go on, what did she say to you?
That's the only Frank Sinatra song I know, by the way. Do you have any other hits? That man was around donkey's ears.
New York. Huh? Start spreading the news.
But after New York and My Way, what
happened?
Well, no, but what did he do? You know, people say Frank Sinatra's been around years.
Well, he's dead years.
No, I know, but what other songs did he have? What other hits?
I don't know.
Isn't that bizarre, though?
Well, I wasn't around at the time, so I wasn't...
No, but I wasn't around when Mozart was around, but I know he had a few hits.
Like what? Name one.
I don't know, but he was on Top of the Pops and stuff like that.
Well, you get on with the story. So you're in the car, you're on your way home, you've been in White's for 20 seconds of lovemaking.
A 24-hour session.
Allegedly.
And she says to me, there's something that you do that really annoys me. Don't take offence to it. And I said, well...
So this is after your first beautiful lovemaking session?
Yeah, but... Now, I said it's beautiful. I don't know if she would.
I doubt it.
I doubt it as well. And...
Did she have a plastic bag by the bed? For getting sick into?
It's White's Hotel. People don't get sick in the rooms. It's not the type of hotel like
you turn anybody to sick.
Like you, sorry, I don't get me jollies. Where did you used to get your jollies?
What?
Where did you used to... Where they don't change the bed sheets? What's it called?
Jolly's bed sheets.
The travel todge. Isn't that what it's called?
No.
It is. That's where you have sex. I don't check into the travel dodge. Anyway, she said, there's something you do when you're making love that is really, really off-putting and annoying. And I said, what? And she says, you whistle while you have sex. This is a true story, by the way. And I denied it because I didn't realise I did it.
Okay.
And she says, I'm telling you, you do. I said, what sort of sad, pathetic bastard?
Can I ask, though, because this is pertinent to the story, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you whistling?
How much was the room rate?
No, no.
Too much, by the way.
What are you whistling?
So I asked her that, and she says it's a nondescriptive whistle. So I'll give you an example in a second.
Okay, go on.
Ladies, keep your knickers on now. This is going to be good.
Okay, go on.
Well, wait, I have to finish the story.
Okay, continue.
So I said, there's no way. What type of man would whistle while having sex? It makes no sense.
No, it makes zero sense.
Because... Jeez, you're very bad breath. You back smoking. So, anyway, what happened the next time when we were...
Yeah. See, you did it again.
Oh, I just did it. The next time we got passionate, yeah?
Yeah.
She secretly recorded me on her phone and played it back afterwards.
Oh.
And lads, it was like, you know the...
Have you got the recording?
Why would I have that recording on my phone? My kids use my phone. I don't want them hearing me.
What are your kids doing as your phone?
Ah, my kids use my phone.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Roblox. They're always playing Roblox on my phone. All the time. Yeah.
Have they ever looked in your history?
Anyway, she played back the recording of me making love, and it was horrific. So it was kind of like... And as sure as God, I was whistling while I was making love.
So how did she get her juices from when you were there?
I don't talk about my wife's juices. What? You're beginning. Leave my fucking wife's juices out of your conversation.
I'm asking you. Are you being Will Smith?
Leave my fucking wife out of your conversation.
No, how did she keep going is what I'm really asking.
What?
How could you be aroused?
15 seconds.
I suppose, yeah.
But I looked, I said it to my therapist about it. I said...
Are you back with the therapist again?
But I never left the therapist. I go to the therapist once a week.
Can I come along with you one of these days? Would you bring a little recording device
with
you?
It's not like you think, by the way, in the movies. You don't sit on a couch.
What are you doing?
You don't sit on a couch lying down and they have a stop clock and all that.
What do they do?
And they're taking notes and all. No, it's just like you and me. You could be my therapist. But anyway, I said it to my therapist.
Yeah.
And she said that it's quite normal. That painters, you know painters?
Yeah.
Painters don't realise they're doing it either when they're painting.
It's a bit of a difference though.
No, that's not.
Painting the wall.
But they don't realise. You ask any painter, do you whistle while you work?
And they say no, yeah.
And that's what she was... Have you ever seen a painter's radio?
Yes, I have. Yeah, there's all white marks all over it.
It's literally splattered with white.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've seen them.
And the reason a painter's radio is so... Like, if you meet a painter, yeah?
Yeah.
That's had the same radio for 25 years.
Yeah, but the splatter's all over his clothes as well.
It looks like Bonnie Blue.
Yeah.
Literally.
It does,
the radio looks like Bonnie Blue. Yeah. They don't realise they're whistling. Anyway, I don't know why I discussed that. Lads, I'm pissing myself laughing here, says Mick. Mick, I think you'll find you may be taking the mick... taking the mick,
yeah,
out of me, Mick. But I think you'll find if you get your wife to record you making love,
nobody wants to hear that.
No, but you probably. I think the majority of men actually whistle while they wank.
While they wank.
Oh, jeez,
you do that as well.
No, I just haven't masturbated.
So you walk in. You walk into Jeremy's house and there you.
I haven't masturbated since Wham were in the charts.
That was only 2 weeks ago.
Wham are back in the charts.
They were in the charts over Christmas.
What song?
Last Christmas.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to today's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Can I ask you a question?
No, not really, but go on.
Jesus, you're a talk show presenter stroke podcaster.
Yeah.
I have to be able to ask you a question. What's the point in your existence if I can't ask you a question?
No, I ask the questions.
Why do you always start off every podcast with, like you're in the dentist?
Like I'm in the that's what I sound like in the dentist.
A porn movie I was watching the other night.
No, that's what, if I'm in the dentist, that's the noise I make.
No, you always go, ah. Why do you always start everything by saying, ah.
Ah.
I'm actually looking for a new dentist if anybody has any recommendations.
Oh, can I do it?
Last fella's a bit of a... So I used to have a dentist for years and he retired.
Okay, yeah.
Which you're allowed to do.
Which you're allowed to do, yeah.
And then I changed dentists. And changing a dentist is like changing a wife.
Why, have you ever done it before?
Changed a dentist.
No, changed a wife.
No, but you have. So it's different.
But how can you know what it's like?
Because no two wives are the same.
Obviously,
because if they were, you wouldn't divorce the first one.
That's very true, yeah. Okay, so
I'm saying is,
So dentist A retired.
Well, you get used to a dentist. I like the way you get used to a wife. Like, my wife does certain things a certain way and I'm used to it and I like it and I'm comfortable in it, you know. I know that she's going to have my underpants ironed. She actually does iron my underpants.
What?
Yeah.
Who irons underpants?
My wife. 086. Do you want to ring her?
Sorry. No. I'm talking about just even the concept of ironing underpants. Who irons underpants?
Most people iron underpants.
No, you take them out of the dryer, in off the clothesline, and you put them in your drawer.
Well, she irons her thongs.
Thongs? They're only that size.
No, but she still irons them.
For what purpose?
So that they're ironed.
I don't get that, but anyway, that's another day's work.
You ask me, what's the...
Ironing undergarments is ridiculous. Does she iron her bras?
No, you can't iron... No, see, when was the last time you opened a woman's bra?
About 1978.
I'd say you were in Wesley. You used to go to the Wes.
Yeah, that's exactly where it happened.
That's where you opened your first and last bra. You can't... why can't you iron a bra, Aidan?
I don't know.
Can you believe this? If people are listening to this podcast in disbelief, can you believe that Adrian Kennedy...
Yeah.
Yeah. Thinks you can iron a bra.
No, because I think it's ridiculous ironing underpants. So, I just...
No, but why wouldn't you iron a bra?
Why wouldn't one iron a bra?
Yeah, why can't you iron a bra?
I don't know. Why?
Because
who irons underclothes?
Because they have wires in them, you'd lose the shape. The whole thing about a bra is it contours the woman's shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you ironed it...
Not all bras have wires in them, by the way.
Oh, do they not?
No, only over a certain size.
Oh, like what size?
Where there's a lot of girth to control, to keep in
there's
place.
A lot of girth, big boobs.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mamas.
Smaller ones.
Big mamas.
Smaller ones don't need wires.
Oh, yeah, you're actually right. Yeah, so no, if you're a flat-chested woman...
No need for wires.
Why was there never a song called that? She's a flat-chested woman. Doesn't it sound like a song.
I don't know if it's going to be a seller.
ELO would have had in the 70s. She's a flat-chested woman.
I don't think it's going to be a seller, though.
That would be a great song. Anyway, how do we end up talking about bras? Yeah, we're talking about... you get used to things that your wife does. One of the things my wife does is that she irons my underwear.
Which I find bizarre. But anyway, yeah, go on. So
when I come home...
So you went from dentist A to dentist B.
And he just wasn't the same. He was a bit of a butcher.
In what way?
I was just rough. He was
rough. He smacking you around the place?
No, he didn't smack you around the place, but he was rough. He was, he'd get right in there.
Oh, like, no.
And he'd never, another thing, because I'm quite a celebrity.
Where? In your front room?
Sorry, I've been asked to do the next...
here we go again, Ibiza.
No, not
Ibiza. Come on, shite on about Ibiza.
No, that's not believable.
You've said it so many times, though.
No, I've been asked to do the next series of Dancing with the Stars.
Why weren't you asked to do this series?
Because they're
not even planning next year's. They don't even know if it's been commissioned.
Sorry, the man who makes, for those of you who don't know, and by the way, if you're listening to this podcast in a year's time,
yeah.
I'm on Dancing at the Stars at the moment. So Larry, you don't even know who Larry is.
I do know Larry, Mr. Bass, I know him well.
No idea who
Larry is. I was only talking to him the other day.
So Larry is the makes Dancing with the Stars. So Larry gave me a buzz there the other day, and he says, I've been meaning to ring you for the last couple of years. Can you do the next series of Dancing with the Stars? And then Brian rang me. No, Brian, very well. Brian Revan. Brian Revan, he's one of the judges.
The baldy fella.
Yeah, the baldy fella. He says, Jeremy, we need you. We need star power on Dancing with the Stars. So next season, I will be
Can I just let you know, just let you in on a little
that
secret.
I can't dance.
No, well, A.
Well, that's why I'm going on the show, because I can't
no,
dance.
No, but B, the show hasn't even been commissioned for next year.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
I'm signed up. Anyway, that's irrelevant. So the fella, the dentist, was a butcher. He was getting right in and he was... And you know what he did as well? And I don't know if you're afraid of dentists, this story will probably put shivers up you. But he was taking out a filling and replacing a fill-in a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
And he didn't let the...
the anaesthetic kick in?
It didn't kick in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so normally what a dentist will do is they'll give you the big injection into the mouth. Yeah,
yeah, which is very uncomfortable. But yeah, it does the job.
It does the job. And then they'll sit you on the chair for about 10 minutes and they give you the little drink of pink stuff, which I always thought you could swallow. Apparently you can't swallow that.
No, it's just mouthwash.
I always swallowed it.
What?
I always swallow.
Really?
Would you prefer to spit or swallow?
Well, I definitely wouldn't swallow that. There's certain things I wouldn't swallow ever.
So if I'm to ask you an option, spit or swallow?
Oh, it's definitely spit. Definitely, yeah.
Oh, is it not swallow?
No.
Oh, well, I'm a swallower. You're a spitter.
Right, yeah, go on anyway.
So anyway, I can't go back to him now, and I have a bit of a... So if anybody knows a dentist that is gentle...
I know none of them are gentle. By their very profession, they're not gentle.
That's the drill. I know the drill.
Yeah.
I know the drill. Sorry. No, female dentists. I used to have a female dentist years ago. My first dentist was a female dentist. Yeah,
Ruth. She was lovely.
Ruth.
Oh, Ruth. Yeah, I know Ruth. Yeah.
She couldn't possibly know her.
Ruth Canal. Is that her name? That was good, wasn't it?
Literally, it was my joke.
It was good, though. It was good. Ruth Canal.
Yeah, anyway, my first dentist, Ruth, absolutely brilliant. She was the gentlest woman that you could ever meet.
Now, if she was doing a root canal on you, can I tell you? This is the most horrific procedure ever.
She was very, very gentle. In fact, she was the most gentlest dentist, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That when you went into her surgery, yeah? Yeah, all you could see was plaque. No, she got a plaque.
Is that the funny story you wanted to tell today?
She got a plaque.
Is that the funny story you wanted to tell today?
The problem about Ruth was, and I hate this, is you'd make an appointment with Ruth, but you wouldn't. You'd make it with her secretary. So you'd ring up the secretary.
Yeah.
Hello, Roots.
By the way, they're not called secretaries anymore. They're called office managers.
What?
They're called office managers now. They're not called secretaries.
So anyway, you'd ring the secretary and you go...
The office manager, yep.
I'd need to make an appointment. My tooth is killing me. My tooth is killing me, yeah? And they'd make an appointment for you. Now, my time was always... I'd always pick the same time for a dental appointment. Always pick the same time.
How is that even possible?
There's only a certain time of day I would go for a dental appointment.
And what time is that?
2:30.
Is this the funny story you wanted to tell today?
Not a funny story.
2:30. My 2:30. Oh, I'm so sore. My 2:30.
This podcast is gold. You don't get humor like this anywhere else.
Thank God.
So I need a new dentist. Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you know
what's a good dentist?
Yeah.
Well, you only actually know when you're sitting on that chair.
Yeah.
And he strokes she. Or they are looking into your gob and then start poking away.
Sorry, I had another problem with the last dentist as well. So they give you headphones.
Really?
Have you never been to a headphone? Oh, this is the south side, different. Sure, over your side of the city, yeah?
Yeah.
You can pay someone and they literally take a hammer to your mouth.
It's cheaper as well.
Yeah. No, so on the south side now, most dentists, yeah, have a playlist. They give you a set of headphones when you sit in the chair.
Oh, very good.
So when you sit in the chair, you know when you sit right back, they put the headphones on. And they'll play your music.
Very good, yeah.
But he was mad, absolutely mad. So the only music that he would play in your headphones was Oasis. So Oasis would be literally playing. So if you're in the chair for an hour getting...
Something done.
Getting everything done, you can literally hear... And maybe I want to be the one that's it, which I think was more painful than actually getting
that
the filling.
That sounds tedious.
So does anybody have a recommendation for a new dentist? Who's your dentist?
I'm not naming names.
Why can't you name names?
You don't name names.
Oh, there is a lovely dentist, actually, along the canal.
Ruth. From the canal.
Anyway, if anybody has, just do it privately. You don't need to post it on the public Facebook page. But if you want to WhatsApp me, 087, what's the number? It's not 087. Doesn't matter. You know the number. Just message me the name.
You don't know the number. That's really concerning. After nearly 5 years of doing this podcast, you don't know our number.
I want to share a story.
0858252626. 0858252626.
Can I not share a story?
Oh, go on. I hope it's funny. I hope it's funnier than the other shit.
Wasn't meant to be. Sorry. How easily are people led, do you think? So I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, actually in a shop on my way home from this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because we do this podcast and it has like 50 listens a month, which huge, biggest podcast in Ireland.
What, 50?
50 listens a month. We often get people coming up to us saying, do you ever get that as well? You need to talk about this on Yezar Podcast. Do people say that to you all the
time? Regularly.
You need to talk about this on Yezar Podcast. So a fella came up to me in Centra yesterday. Sorry, he wasn't Centra, it was the other one. What's the other one called?
Super Value.
No, the other one.
Spar.
And he said, you need to talk about this on your podcast. This fella, ladies and gentlemen, is convinced. So he heard from someone who works there that there's a school in Ballyfermot, yeah? Where they have cat litter at the back of the class because one of the children identifies as a cat.
Oh, really?
Now, he said, so he did picture the conversation in Spar. You talk about this, your lines will be hopping. They'll be fucking hopping. You have fucking calls coming out, your fucking balls. Their lines will be, everybody's talking about this in Ballyfermot. So he heard from a friend who works in a school in Ballyfermot.
Okay, yeah.
That one of the children who's in the school identifies as a cat.
And has a cat litter in the class for same said individual.
And because this child identifies as a cat, the school have to provide cat litter at the back of the class. And people are going mad about it because they actually believe it. Now, do you believe that?
Does this guy actually believe this shit?
Oh, yeah, 100%. He said we should do this as a topic. He said it'll be the biggest topic of the year. Now, if anybody can find me a kid that would come on the show and just go, meow, meow.
And shit in a cat litter.
Yeah, and shit in a cat litter. Well, I've shit in a cat litter before.
I know, but we won't talk about that story.
That's a no podcast. Yeah. You can listen to that one, yeah. Have you never shit in a cat litter?
No, who does that?
I had to do it.
I know, I don't need that story. I want to talk about this child.
Do you remember the night I got locked out of the house?
Who allegedly
uses
a cat litter in a classroom because they identify as a cat.
Yeah, but do you believe that? People actually believe that that's the case. Like, if a child did go into class tomorrow, if my young flick went into class tomorrow and said, I identify as a cat, the teacher would tell him to fuck off, wouldn't he?
Well, I'd like to think so.
But why are people believing this shit? Has any child ever
demanded a cat litter at the back of the classroom?
Because even if you do identify as a cat, yeah?
Yeah.
Even if you do, you'll still go to the toilet.
Because it's there.
No, because it's there. My cat can go to the toilet in the toilet.
What?
My cat can go to the toilet in the toilet.
Really?
Yeah, we have a little thing, a little ring that goes around the top of the toilet.
And the cat climbs up and does his business.
You know Buddy?
Yeah.
Buddy, my cat.
Yeah.
The tuxedo cat.
The tuxedo cat.
He's a tuxedo cat.
What does that mean?
His skin is like a tuxedo.
What's a tuxedo? A suit?
Yeah. You don't know what a tuxedo cat is. Anyway, no. He's a tuxedo cat. And we have a little, oh, here we go. He shouldn't have mentioned this. So Darren said that it's happening in the US. Now, Adrian, can you address this? And Anthony's saying that cat story is fake. I agree. I do not believe
this. We know it's fake.
I know it's fake. Everybody knows it's fake. But this fella that I met in Spar yesterday is convinced that there is a school in Ballyfermot where there's cat litter at the back of the class.
Oh, here. Read Pauline's message there. It is happening.
It's happening
in Arklow, County Wicklow.
Why did you have to say County Wicklow? What other Arklow is there?
I don't know.
Maybe there's only one Arklow.
In Arklow, County Wicklow, a school has a child that thinks it's a bloody cat. It's sick. Now, Pauline, you're either winding us up or you believe that shit.
Oh, we have to get her on. We have to get her on. And yeah, Pauline, it's not fake. It is fake! It's bloody fake. How in God's name?
Pauline, seriously, will you ring us there? 085-825-2626.
Oh my God, I just can't. But this fella who listens to this podcast all the time, yeah?
Pauline, by the sounds of it.
Is convinced that this is happening in the school. How do you convince people otherwise?
Well, Pauline believes it as well in Arklow, County Wicklow. There is a child in
Mark
school.
Mark says the child doesn't exist. Absolutely.
Sorry, Pauline is saying, no, I'm serious. Pauline, I need to talk to you.
But how would we even... I told you I need to go to health. How would we even address that as a topic? Does your kid identify as a cat? And, sorry, can I ask another question about the school in Ballyfermot, yeah?
Yeah.
Who changes the cat litter?
That's a good... Maybe.
Because myself and my wife have two cats, as you know, Buddy and Pudds.
And none of you like doing
Buddy,
the cat litter?
No. And Buddy and Pudds is 15 years old. He's around a long time, yeah? Not once has she changed the fucking litter for the cat. And Emma, our friend Emma, wish Emma a happy birthday. It was her birthday.
Happy birthday, Emma.
She came to my gig.
She's the only person there.
So Emma said, if it's going to happen anywhere, it would be in Arklow.
Well, that's actually probably right.
And I don't like leaving this little bit of our chat on a sour note, but Arklow's a strange place, isn't it?
Yeah. The lives of the living dead.
They're young. What?
Yeah, they do.
They're eating babies.
They do.
They're eating cats. They're eating babies.
Yeah, that's what happens in Arklow.
Paul says that would be a perfect topic.
Anyway, if anybody has any evidence of a cat litter in a school where a child is identifying as a cat, please do send it on to us. We will talk about it if you have the proof.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Myself and Adrian, just before we pressed record on the podcast, we were looking through a friend's social media account. Mm. A mutual friend of myself and Adrian.
I wouldn't say friend.
What?
Friend is stretching it a bit. Yeah. An acquaintance.
But so when people ask me what my relationship is to you.
Yeah.
And they fucking do all the time. Every single time.
By the way,
if you bump into me in a social setting somewhere, it at one of my many...
Don't ask, where's Adrian?
But yeah, be it at one of my gigs or maybe in Lidl. Like Lidl last week.
Where's Adrian?
There I was in the steak aisle of... No, it wasn't Lidl, it was the other one. Aldi.
I hate Aldi.
Why?
Ah, no.
Oh.
Give me Aldi or Lidl. It's definitely Lidl all the time.
You don't have to be given one or the other. There's a choice. They're both there.
Okay, but if...
Nobody is forcing you to shop in Aldi.
If they're next door to each other.
They always are, yeah.
And I can go A for Aldi.
Yeah.
Or B for Lidl. Even though it begins with L, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm straight into little.
E for little, A for Al. Oh, yeah, see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Aldi loses every time. I actually don't like it.
I'll delve into that in a moment and find out why you prefer. Yeah. Let's ask the Lickers. Because
it's not a very nice thing to call our listeners. Lickers.
That's fairly accurate. When we record this podcast, there's people listening to it live and they interact with us, and we call them the Lickers.
Which isn't very nice, I have to say.
It is what it is, Adrian. It is what it is. We ain't going to change it now. So this is a question to the Lickers. And if you're listening and you can't interact with us because you're listening to the podcast on a Saturday night, you could be listening to this.
You could be.
Just think about this for a moment. Are you an Aldi or a Lidl? So where's my wife ringing me in the middle?
Does she not know what you do during the day?
Hang on. Shh.
Yeah, go on, answer that.
Live on air, okay? Okay. Okay, text me, text me. Bye-bye.
Does that woman not know what you do for a living?
No, she actually doesn't. Do you think I'm making that up? That is the truth. She thinks, at the moment, by the way, I'm in government buildings.
You just said live on air, though. What does that even mean?
It doesn't mean anything. She thinks I'm Simon Harris's assistant. And does she work for Simon Harris? Okay, so for the Lickers, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you an Aldi or a Lidl? But you can't just give it. You have to say why.
Hmm.
Now, I am Aldi.
Ah, no, Aldi is literally for scum. Oh, sorry, Mr. Aldi. I know you might have wanted to sponsor the Opinions Matter podcast, and that's probably come to an end now. No, your shop stinks. No.
Oh. So I'm an Aldi person. I always have been. Now, I do like the fresh bakery in Lidl. I like the smell of the cookies.
Wait, that's reason number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things. I buy my skin cream in Aldi. They do really good skin cream. Did you know that?
It doesn't work very well.
Oh, it does. I'd look a lot worse if it wasn't for that skin
really?
Cream.
Really?
Oh, you
fucking
hell. You couldn't even put the camera on. You couldn't put the camera on. Just trust me on this one.
If that's a really good skincare regimen that you're using, yeah?
A good skincare what?
It must be brilliant.
A good skincare what?
Regimen.
What's that word?
Regime, basically, yeah.
Regimen?
Yeah, regimen, yeah.
That's not a word.
But seriously.
Routine.
Let me just zoom in. For those of you watching us on camera, I'm zooming in.
Yeah.
Oh, my jeez. Look, it's so bad.
But hang on, you're forgetting.
It's so bad, you're a blurry mess.
Okay, you're forgetting something, though, yeah?
What am I forgetting?
You're so bad, you're a blubbery mess. Look at the state of it.
What?
You're forgetting something, and we won't delve into specifics right now, but you forget my age. Like, I'm no spring chicken.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, no, neither are you. So, for my age,
yeah,
I actually look quite well. Like,
no, I agree. For somebody who looks 70, you look great.
No, but I came across a photograph of...
That's your own business.
Of my father. Of my dad.
I came across a photograph.
Of my dad.
Oh, yeah. You discovered a photograph. We'll rephrase it.
You discovered
a photograph of your dad.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't discover them. We have boxes of
okay,
old
so there's Daddy Dixon. We'll call him Daddy Dixon.
Yeah.
That may or may not be his name.
Reg, yeah.
Okay, Reg, yeah.
So I came across a photograph of him when he was my age.
Yeah.
And men, our fathers, when they were our age, did not look like I do. Like my dad...
No, they didn't. They looked much younger.
My dad did never use skin cream, never used any. No more than your dad. Your dad looks like a haggard old lad. No, he is old lad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is old. But the point is, we look younger than men did. If you look, yeah? Lethal Weapon. You know the movie Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Brucey.
Brucey. Nice to see you.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
To see you,
Brucey.
Nice.
Yeah, Brucey.
Lethal Weapon. Didn't he do well?
What are you talking about?
Bruce Forsyth wasn't in Lethal Weapon.
No.
If you look at Lethal
Weapon.
Bruce
Willis was, yeah?
No, he wasn't. Mel Gibson.
Lethal?
Yeah, Lethal Weapon.
Is that not Bruce Willis?
Which is incidentally what my wife calls Little Jeremy. The Lethal Weapon.
No, she doesn't. She fucking doesn't.
She just, get that thing away from me. Anyway, if you look at Lethal Weapon, yeah?
Yeah.
Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm too old for this shit. Remember, he used to say that in every movie. I'm getting too old for this shit.
And then he went and made another movie.
Riggs, I'm getting too old for this shit. That's what he used to say.
And then he made another movie and
that's
he was even older.
That's not the point I'm trying to make. Danny Glover's character, Riggs, yeah, when he made that, was in his late 30s.
What?
Yeah. And he was, I'm too old for this shit. You're in your late 30s. The point I'm trying to make is, back in the day, men looked a lot older than they do now. So anyway, back to Aldi. They do a great skincare line for men to make us look young and beautiful. So I like that. And I think, I'm going to be honest with you as well, I think they've a better middle aisle section than Lidl.
No, you see, no. This is where we're going to have to agree to disagree, because that's the reason I prefer Lidl. The middle aisle section is far superior.
So what have you bought in the middle aisle?
Oh, I've all my tools in the shed.
Yeah.
I have, what else? A plunge pool. You know, a plunge pool? Freezing cold ice water.
Yeah, you've never used that.
I've never used it. Yeah, it's actually deteriorated in the back garden.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you will never, ever...
What else have I bought?
I've always fancied, you know, and you're always bringing it back. But I have to say this. I'd love to have sex in the plunge pool.
What?
I'd love to have sex in the... Can I borrow your plunge pool for 15 to 20 minutes?
Firstly, you always bring it back.
No, but that's just something that popped into my...
How in God's name could you do that?
Have sex? I've had sex in a cockpit before of a plane.
Okay, but the whole idea of a plunge pool, yeah, is that the water is ice cold.
Ah, yeah, that way I can blame my small penis on the ice cold water.
That's my point. How could you possibly perform in ice cold water?
I would love to make love in a plunge pool. There's two places I've always wanted to make love, yeah? Yeah? Three places, actually.
I don't really want to know, but anyway, yeah,
come on. If you don't know, I won't tell you. It's three places I've always wanted to make love, yeah?
What's stopping you?
One is your plunge pool.
Okay.
Just hop in, yeah?
Yeah.
And do it there. The second is on the top of that mountain in Brazil, you know where the statue is?
Okay, yeah.
What's the name of that statue?
The Great Proclaimer or...
The Great Proclaimer.
Or whatever his name is. What's it called? I can't remember.
No, the big statue of Jesus.
Yeah. Isn't that called the Holy Proclaimer?
I just love that mountain. I'd love to do it on top of that mountain.
The Sugarloaf, that's what it's called.
Looking over. That's in Wicklow, looking over.
No, the Sugarloaf in Brazil, that's what it's actually called. The one in Wicklow is named after it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
I did. So go on.
And then the third place.
Christ the Proclaimer, or something like that. That's his name.
No, it's Jesus.
The statue is called Christ the Proclaimer, I think.
It doesn't matter anyway. And
I've never been to South America. I want to go to South America.
Don't care. Nobody cares.
I care.
Well, you want to start opening this podcast if you want to afford flights to like get a few more listens.
Okay, go on anyway. Yeah.
And then the third place, because I actually haven't done it, is in the cockpit of a plane.
There's no room in there.
Ah, that's all. I like all the controls and all that. And
now, Tara asks a question, and I have to ask it. I'll be honest with you. Why do you always bring sex into every discussion?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Literally.
Oh.
They do say those who talk about it aren't getting it.
And they would be right.
Yeah, there you go.
They would be right.
Anyway, back to Lidl or Aldi. Jeremy's an Aldi man.
Okay, so what do you...
I spit on you.
So Louise says they do a pineapple errand. Do they do
a what?
What's a pineapple errand? Is that what they sell pineapples for sale?
Really?
So what, you like it because of the middle aisle section?
Middle aisle section is far superior, yeah.
Christ and, the Redeemer, by the way.
And
the
Christ the Redeemer. I was close.
Which, by the way, is a disgrace, that statue.
Why?
That's a disgrace.
What's a disgrace for that?
I have a big problem with that statue.
Why?
Because Jesus said in the Holy Bible, the Book of Corinthians, verse 12, chapter, what chapter is it?
Clue what you're even talking
the Book
about.
Of Corinthians, Jesus says, do not...
Come on to me. That's what he said. Stop. No, that's what he did say.
Yeah, why do you bring everything back to sex?
I didn't. Yeah, Jesus said, come on to me.
Jesus said in the Bible, in the letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did they send that letter, by the way? That's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Corinthians lived in Corinth. Do you know where Corinth is?
No.
It's in Greece.
Is it?
No, Turkey. It's in Turkey.
Okay.
You go get your ashes done there.
Yeah. Is that what they did back then?
They didn't get their ashes done. So, Jesus said in the book from St. Paul to the Corinthians, do not adorn an idol. It's against Jesus' teaching too. So he doesn't like statues. Basically, Jesus doesn't like statues of himself.
And there he is on top of the Sugarloaf.
Bloody, you couldn't get a bigger statue. Jesus would hate that statue.
Would he?
Oh, absolutely. He didn't want statues of himself. He was just, I'm just a humble man. Just a humble man. Don't build statues of me.
I never knew that.
So, just to wrap up that conversation, which we never had planned on having, if you do meet me in the middle aisle of Aldi, it won't be Lidl, it'll always be Aldi. Always Aldi.
Okay, well then, there's your answer. The next time somebody comes up to you in Aldi and says, where's Adrian? Your answer is Adrian doesn't shop in Aldi.
He's in Lidl.
He doesn't shop in Aldi.
If you bump into either myself or himself in a social capacity where
don't ask where the other is.
Last year I was at my Christmas party. I was in Wrights.
Yeah.
I was in Wrights at my Christmas party.
Wrights?
Wrights.
Wrights closed back in 2010.
No, not the nightclub, the pub.
The pub?
Yeah, Wrights pub.
In Swords?
No, it's in town. I didn't cross Swords that night.
Go on anyway, you're at your party.
Starting at the bar, drinking free drink and knocking back tequila rosé.
That's unusual because you don't drink.
Oh, we're doing it free. And drinking back tequila rosé, knocking it back like it was going out of fashion. Next to me, a tap on the shoulder. Oh, where's Adrian? What? Where's Adrian? Oh, he's behind the bar, Adrian. Where's Adrian? I'm like, we do not.
Do you not remember the year I went to a Christmas party and I wore a T-shirt? A specially made T-shirt.
And what was it?
because I knew you weren't going to be there, but the t-shirt said, "Where's Jeremy?" And everybody all night said, "Where's Jeremy?"
I'm just going to be very frank with you guys. We don't even, as soon as the microphone goes off, we don't even speak. I just walk out of the room.
Literally. In fact, if I switch the microphone off now, look, no conversation at all.
You
didn't
have to switch the microphone off. You just didn't have to speak.
So
stop asking, "Where's Adrian?" And stop. We don't even socialise on the, we literally live on the opposite side of the city. Adrian lives in the Knoll.
The Knoll?
Or Denial. Is it Denial? Or you don't live in the Knoll?
No. No, it's a lovely village, actually. But no, I don't live in Knoll.
But you live in the flight path, don't you?
The flight path, yeah. I'm under the planes.
Really?
Yeah.
Just fucking shit being flushed out on top of you.
What? As soon as the plane takes off, they flush their shit out?
Oh, I always do a poo as soon as the plane takes off. I'm the person that always beeps. Turn off the seatbelts! Always, sorry, if you learn anything from today's show, yes?
You won't learn anything from today's show.
Always do your poos, your ablutions, as they call them. Always push your poo before you get on the plane. Thank you.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
I'm off, ladies and gentlemen, to get my hair cut.
Really?
Yeah.
What hair?
Why do people?
Well, do you know why? I would find it embarrassing to walk.
If I were you, I would find it embarrassing to walk into a barber's
and say, "Will you cut my hair?" Because the barber will look at you and think this is money for old rope. Literally, there you go, sir. Thank you.
How much are you paying him? You know, when you peel, you're like an onion, yeah?
Like an onion?
Yeah, when you peel...
I fucking hate onions.
Oh, I love onions.
Oh, I despise them.
I'll tell you a little onion story in a second.
Oh, they should be banned. They should be illegal.
Oh, no. I cook everything with onions.
Oh, well, then I don't want to eat your food.
You're like an onion, yeah?
An onion?
Yeah, when you're on the shelf, you look lovely and shiny. You have a brown coating.
Oh, I can't stand them.
It's probably jaundice or skin.
I can't even look at them.
Skin cancer or something. What's wrong with you? Anyway, you look nice on the shelf.
Yeah.
You look nice. You're nice and brown and shiny, yeah?
Yeah.
But when you start peeling back the layers of you, you're actually quite a hurtful, horrible little bigoted man.
Why? Because I said the barber's ripping you off?
But literally all I said was, I can't stay for long.
Yeah.
I have to go and get my hair cut.
And I said the barber's ripping you off.
And all of a sudden you slag me over. Why is that? Can anybody answer that question?
Why? Why the tirade?
No, why? Well, why is that the one thing that people still think it's acceptable to slag someone over?
Being a baldy.
If I was a bit mincers, yeah?
What's mincers?
You don't know what mincers is?
No, what's mincers?
We know people who are mincers.
What the fuck does that even mean?
We know people who are mincers.
Mincers?
Mincers.
I don't know what that means.
Does anybody know what mincers means? You do.
Mincers.
Mincers. We used to work with someone who was mincers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Used to hate talking to him because he was mincers.
I don't know what that means.
You used to say to me, "I have to go up and talk to him. What do I do?" Because he's mincers.
I genuinely, honestly, I don't know what mincers mean. I don't. Explain to me like a 2-year old.
Podcast that you don't know what we're talking
about? Know what it is.
Does anybody know what mincers means? It's a slang term for something.
Mincers?
Yeah.
No, I honestly, I don't know.
Okay, someone who's cross-eyed. They're mince pies.
Oh, they've crossed eyes.
That was the nickname you had for your man. You know what I'm talking about.
I know his nickname, but I never knew why he was nicknamed that. That's true, I didn't.
What?
I didn't.
You didn't know why he was called mincers.
So mincers means again, what's it mean?
Your mince pies. Your eyes aren't.
Your mince pies are crossed eyes.
Sorry, we used to work. And by the way, I'm not slagging off people with crossed eyes because I have...
Are you listening? Will I name him?
I can't even remember his name because I only ever knew him as Mincers.
And I only ever knew him as Mincers, but I never knew what it meant.
And he's a lovely fella.
He is, Harry Mincers.
He's a lovely fella, but when you're talking to him, it's very, very difficult, isn't it?
It is, because he's looking at two of you.
By the way, that fella we used to work with, yeah?
Who? Mincers.
Mincers, yeah. You know, he used to be a school teacher.
Did he?
In the previous life. Do you not know that?
Why did he lose his job? Why is he not a teacher anymore?
Oh, he couldn't control his pupils.
Boom, boom.
And did you also know, I can go all day with this.
Well, I didn't know why he was called Mincers. Honestly, I didn't. I genuinely didn't.
Marky Partridge. How are you, Marky? That's a lovely name. Isn't it Marky Partridge?
Yeah.
Hang on. So we've Troy Paris and Marky Partridges. If they got together, it'd be like an Avery.
Anyway, he says mince pies is your eyes. Yeah. So
now, what are people saying Mincers is a slang for being gay in Ireland? No. Mincers means you're cross-eyed. How could Mincers mean...
But I never knew, honestly, that this guy we're talking about had crossed eyes. And I know he did have crossed eyes, yeah?
Yes, he did.
But I never knew why he was nicknamed Mincers.
What?
I didn't know.
Anyway,
how are you, Mincers?
His marriage broke down last week.
Oh, no. Why? What happened there?
Well, did you not hear about that?
No, I didn't, genuinely. What happened? This is Mincers.
Yeah, Mincers. So he was married for 5 years.
A long time, yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
You were at the wedding.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited to the wedding.
No, that's because you kept calling them mincers and he wasn't happy with you.
Never called them mincers.
Like, well, what happened to the marriage?
Oh, he was caught seeing someone else.
Sorry, mincers.
Stop. Anyway, my point is, can I get back to this?
Please do.
How come baldness is the one body trait that people still think it's acceptable to? I get slagged all the time.
I think it's hilarious, though.
No, but all the time. No, but...
That's your visit to the barber.
By the way, if you go to barbers and the scissors makes that sound, let's hear it. He needs a bit of oil on the scissors.
He does.
But why do people think it's acceptable? Like, say, for instance, I want...
Are you hurt?
Yes, I am.
Are you hurt by me slagging you about going to the barbers?
I said, you're like an onion and I've peeled back the layers.
Yeah, and you've discovered a horrible...
It's actually a rotten...
Have you ever, core.
Have you ever peeled a rotten onion?
Yeah, it's vile.
It's absolutely vile. By the way, you can buy onions now in Tesco's, pre-cut and chopped, frozen. It's a game changer.
Who would want frozen onions?
I haven't peeled an onion since Wormer in the charts.
That was only last Christmas.
It wasn't. That was in 1984.
No, it was only a few weeks ago.
I haven't peeled an onion, yeah?
Yeah.
Since Sam Smith was in the charts.
Oh, that's years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
He?
So, they.
Yeah, they. It's been a long time since they were in the charts.
So anyway, you can buy pre-cooked or pre-chopped
onions. I don't do onions.
My point is, if I was cross-eyed, yeah?
Yeah. Would I do what you did to our friend Mincers and give him a nickname calling him Mincers?
Oh, no, I didn't give him that nickname. Don't throw that on.
But it wasn't me either.
Sorry, there's a bus parked outside there. Throw me under it, why don't you?
Yeah, no, I will.
I did not give Mincers the nickname Mincers.
Well, you obviously did because I didn't even know what Mincers meant until just this podcast.
By the way, I'm actually joking. He knows his nickname is Mincers. He used to joke about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Poor old Mincers.
What? Remember one day he was trying to drive to the pub to meet us for a drink and he never turned up.
Yeah, I do. I kind of remember that.
Took a bad turn.
Sorry, Mincers. We do apologise.
The Mincers. I genuinely don't know the man's...
The Opinions Matter podcast would like to apologise...
We're inclusive.
...to Mincers and to bald people.
I couldn't tell you. If you put a gun to my head now and said, what's that man's real name?
That's because you kept calling him Mincers.
Never to his face. But the point is, guys, and I want you to take this from the podcast and walk away with this in your mind. If I was cross-eyed, you wouldn't say it's Opinions Matter here with Adrian and Mincers. Would you say that?
No. Why would I? You're not cross-eyed.
Would you crack a joke saying, oh, you can't control your pupils?
No, absolutely not.
Teacher. So why is it okay to slag people who are bald?
Because it's funny. That's it. That's your answer.
I'll fucking show you. I'll go to Turkey this summer and get it all done. Jay, you'll come back looking like Samson.
Really?
His name?
Samson.
Didn't he have long hair?
Ring Councillor Salt and ask him how you get it done.
Councillor what?
Councillor Salt.
Well, I have to be honest with you, and I know he listens to this podcast. Gavin, good afternoon, good evening.
How are you, Gav?
Councillor Gavin Pepper, Councillor Gavin Pepper. I have to say, and I'm not taking the piss out of him.
Yeah.
Although yourself and myself, Gavin, would be at opposite ends of the political spectrum.
Diametrically opposed.
You won't understand.
No.
You won't understand. Diametrics. Get the diabetics out of Ireland!
So are you about to give Gavin a compliment?
I'm about to give Gavin a compliment and I'm literally not taking the piss here. The hair transplant actually looks pretty good now. Because remember at the start when you got it done, people called him Spider Fringe.
No, that was you.
No, it wasn't me.
No, it actually was.
So stop blaming me on
it. You nicknamed him Spider Fringe. You called Mincers Mincers. In fact, if anybody has a nickname, you probably made it up.
I probably did. But the one thing I will say about Councillor Gavin Pepper.
Spider Fringe.
Is the hair really low? And I'm genuinely not taking the piss. That's a decent job.
Yeah, it is a decent job.
Yeah. So
you want the phone number, do you?
What?
You want the phone number?
No, my barber gave me. Did I not tell you this?
Gave you what?
Oh, I have to finish off with this story. So my barber is Turkish. Or Kurdish, I think. He's Kurdish.
Yeah, it's from that neck of the woods.
Is Kurdish a country?
It's from that neck of the woods anyway. Go on anyway.
No, but it's called the Kurdish Barbers.
They live in Iraq and Turkey and all that. It doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't matter.
He lives up the road from me.
From that neck of the woods.
He's Kurdish.
Yeah, Kurdish, yeah.
Yeah, like your woman.
Who?
Eating her Kurdish pie. What's it called?
Little Miss Muffet?
Yeah, I remember she's eating her Kurdish pie.
I don't think that's what she was eating.
She was. She sat in her toffees. Toughest.
Yeah, eating her
Kurdish pie.
Did she?
Oh, okay. Anyway, my barber who's Kurdish was cutting my hair a couple of months ago, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, literally two cuts.
Yeah. Like Homer. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks.
Literally Homer Simpson has three hairs.
No wonder he's still here in this country. He's making a bloody fortune.
I am not putting my Kurdish barber's kids through college with the amount of times I go. Anyway, after he cut my hair last time, he said, Mr. Jeremy, I want to give you something, Mr. Jeremy. He goes to his drawer. And he takes
that's very aggressive, by the way. I wouldn't be that comfortable with
Kurdish people can be quite aggressive. Is that racist?
Mr. Jeremy.
And he takes, he opens his drawer and he takes his car. He says, This is my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law lives in Istanbul and he will do a job for you. And I says, sorry, what can he do? He says, he'll give you a hair transplant. Yes. And I said, that's a bit German now.
Yeah.
That's a bit insulting, yeah? And he give you a tummy tuck. He was basically saying,
this dude will not only do your hair, he's brilliant.
He literally put you asleep, yeah? He put you asleep and you look like Adrian, yeah?
Yeah.
Fat and going bald, yeah? And
I'm not going bald. Sorry, I have a fine head of hair.
And you literally wake up, oh God, the Turks and the Kurds hate each other.
I did think that, yeah. I knew there was issues.
No, but this fella who's Kurdish lives in Istanbul.
Yeah, but the Turks don't like them.
Ah, they would if you're giving them new hair in their head.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.